Now let's lead off with Bloomington City Council members who now support lifting the city's moratorium on video gambling licenses. They also want to start the discussion about how the city will handle legalized marijuana, though members disagree about how best to gather input. WGLT's Eric Stock has more from last night's Committee of the Whole meeting.
A majority of the council expressed support for allowing new video gambling machines at 60 establishments. 52 currently have them. Several council members, including Julie Emig, asked the $500 per terminal fee be reduced for fraternal organizations and charities.
I think this document does represent a compromise that it reasonably captures the views of many differing opinions, and it's incremental progress, but it's progress.
Tim Jones, owner of gambling machine vendor Midwest Electronics Gaming of Ellsworth, urged the council not to double the number of machines allowed at large truck stops from 5 to 10 if it's not willing to allow other establishments to reach the state's legal limit of 6.
I'm not saying you shouldn't give it to them. I'm saying you should be fair.
The council will consider a formal proposal next week. Councilmember Jen Carrillo got a lukewarm response to her request to establish a task force to examine how the city should foster a marijuana industry when its recreational use becomes legal next year. She notes the town of Normal has already started its own discussion.
I'd much rather us get this right than be the first to do it. And for me, getting it right means putting people around the table.
Carrillo wants council members to join residents, police, and other stakeholders to weigh in. She makes clear, though, she believes the city should embrace the cannabis industry for tourism and to, as she says, repair past harm, particularly to communities of color, by a failed war on drugs. Several council members, including Kim Bray, says she prefers the council rely on input from constituents.
For me, I would see it as abdicating my responsibility as an alderman for Ward 9 to not interact with my constituents and get the information that I need from them in order to come to the table and share that with you.
Councilmember Jamie Matthey asked if the task force could move quickly enough so the city can have a plan by the end of September so it can start attracting marijuana business. I'm Eric Stock.